You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies with Viggo Mortensen, Owen Wilson, and Lakeith Stanfield. First up is Judas and the Black Messiah, which reunites the Get Out stars Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield and retells the true story about Chicago's Black Panther Party leader Fred Hampton and his betrayal by a CIA informant. Kaluuya is the leader and Stanfield is the informant, and both these performances are excellent as they're able to expand their horizons and deliver poetic values about how history keeps repeating itself. This biopic represents the past with dangerous historical reenactments, powerful words, riveting gunfights, and choices. Seeing all this reminded me of how profound Detroit and Black Klansmen were, because they acknowledge how history repeats itself, and their filmmakers express their hatred against racism on film. Judas and the Black Messiah is about fighting the power and betraying it. It may have been on the National Board of Reviews Awards Top 10 Movies of 2020, but I still think it's one of the best films of 2021. 4 stars. Next up, we have Bliss, and it's yet another sad and dreary attempt to channel on The Matrix. Owen Wilson plays a fired tech support employee, and Salma Hayek is a homeless woman who tells him the world he lives in isn't real. It's some kind of virtual reality which requires you to take certain pills. The yellow pills, for example, allow you to make jerks trip on roller skates and crush their cars, and the blue pills take you back to reality. At least I think it's reality, considering that they eventually merge together. Bliss offers some dazzling visuals and great ideas, but the story or characters can't support them. Wilson and Hayek are both fine actors, but they present their characters in gloomy and uninspired ways, and the story is so lackluster and pointless you barely even care about them. The movie was directed by Mike Cahill, whose best work was Another Earth, but coming on the heels of I Origins, he really needs to figure out what he wants to accomplish in his career. I suggest you take the blue pill on this one. 1.5 stars. And finally, our last movie is Falling, and it's Viggo Mortensen's directorial debut, in which he plays a gay Air Force pilot who has to deal with his ailing father, whose mind is fading away, but still provides homophobic and misogynic slurs. He's played furiously and very well by Lance Henriksen. The movie also jumps back and forth when we see how the father is loving at times, but is mostly abusive toward his family. But the past is not as strong as the present, and there are supporting characters who just come and go. But Falling works best when Henriksen explodes with great intensity and how Mortensen guides him on a strong notion. This has the kind of connection between a mean parent and a smart son that I looked for and missed in Hillbilly Elegy. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.